Well, Veronica's jumping around the studio here like she's on a pogo stick. I think she's spent too long in the Maasai village. And that was LJ Maasai featuring Shiru Wa GP. And it was a song called Laleo. I thought it was a bit of fun. Kai Kai is the chief of a Maasai village in Kenya where his people still live a traditional lifestyle, herding their animals, living in mud huts and making colourful jewellery to sell to tourists. Veronica Matheson visited the village in the Maasai Mara National Park and talked to Chief Kai Kai about life in his village.
Tell me a little bit about the Maasai culture.
Briefly, we have, for example, we have the chief, and the chief is now above all. He acts as now the government. He's a representative of the community and the government. So the chief is above all. The other rank, we have the Council of Elders. These are the people I mentioned as judges. Their role is like the Supreme Court. We also have the warriors. Warriors act like the policemen. We have the women. So the women are referred as house managers because they really play bigger roles. For example, building the houses, doing the cooking, washing the utensil, taking care of the babies and the husband.
It sounds as if they have a hard time.
Economically, the Maasai people, our permanent source of income is from the cows. So we domesticate cows, goats, sheep, and donkeys. And our food comes from three major animals, the cows, goats, and sheep. So they provide us with milk, blood, and meat. So cows, as a capital source of income, can as well be transformed into money. We take them to the market, we sell them, then we get cash. So solid, it's economically, we are not that much advanced. We don't run bigger investment in the country. We are not well known in doing, in running mansion in the country. It's like we are solemnly depending with the cows.
There's a big focus on education.
You know, education is very, very important. The young kids now, it's almost 80% or even 95% are going to school.
This probably means that they will get educated, they will find jobs away from the village.
You know, what happens, they come and share with the community. Because what happens, we do the courses, we do as careers, and the careers are based with the community. Like, for example, you may do teaching, so the knowledge you get at school, you bring it and be a teacher in the community. You may also do like be a doctor. So you bring the westernized culture, at least you share with the traditional one. You know, we have our traditional way of treating people. We have traditional herbs. So you bring the knowledge, you get the westernized knowledge. You try to balance with the traditional one. So you might be a doctor of the Maasai. And tourists come to the villages. They want to know more of their culture. And if they came there and no one speaks the language, then it means that they just come, they take the pictures and they go. But with people who are on that particular area, they are the Maasai, then I think translation could be much easier. You know, I mentioned of the Council of Elders. This Council of Elders, and they act as teachers. So with their counseling and guiding, they give advice to the young people. When you go to school, try bring the positive attitude to the community. But something negative, please do away with it. So when you go to the city, you know, you find so many people there. So many are doing some very different activities. Maybe some are smoke, they do smoke. Some do drink alcohol. Some do some, you know. So the negative things, you do away with them.
Can you tell me about your families? Now, do men marry more than one wife?
Like, you know, I mentioned of the 375 peoples who are living within my village. This number is brought by the polygamy system. We marry more than one wife. Imagine in my home, the owners of the village are four, only four elders. But the least has got eight wives. The highest has got 14 wives. There's one with 11, the other one has 13 wives. And so the system of marriage is polygamy. That's it's really more important and it's more usable to the community because what they say, when you have one hand, you only have one hand, then it means that there's so many things you cannot do with that particular one hand. So they say two hands make work easier.
And then three or four.
Yeah.
Tell me, Kaikai, do you have more than one wife?
Yeah, I have two wives.
And do you have any children?
I have six kids. The first lady has four, and the other one has two.
And is there any competition between wives?
You know, the good of this polygamy system of marriage, it's really, our marriage is permanent. There is really no divorce. So once you are married, it's done. I take the wives to my village. So I bring the lady, we stay together at my parents' home. Like where I come from, those people are related. We have that blood relation. So now to avoid interbreeding, we get the wives from outside.
Yourself, Kaikai, your English is so good.
Yeah.
You're very well educated. So what is your own language?
My own language is Maasai.
Maasai.
Yeah, I speak, that's my language, Ma. But English and Swahili,
mm-hmm.
Those are the languages we get at school.
Now you were saying you've got two missing teeth in the front. Tell me about that.
Yeah, that's a kind of, it's a social practice. I think you really have to learn three things. One, the dressing, the mode of dressing. It's only the Maasai people who are wearing colorful clothing like this one. The shukas, we call them shukas, the Maasai shukas. And they got some beaded ornament on them.
Yes, the jewelry is beautiful.
Two, the language is another identity mark. Because it's only the Maasai people who speak Ma, which is their language. Then three, physically, you can tell, doesn't matter whether that person is wearing the westernized clothing, but you can still tell that this person is a Maasai by their ears are usually pierced. So they pierce their ears, they mm-hmm. put some wood, so the ears will grow larger and larger for decoration. Three, the two teeth were usually removed from the lower jaw.
Mm-hmm.
That's a compulsory act to each and every Maasai kid. And these two teeth, the other identity mark is on the cheek. We have some small round marks on the cheeks. That one is done once. Like, for example, the medicine man or maybe the midwife call upon all the young children of a certain age, let's say from 4 years to 5 years, and they are really burned. Let's say they bring a hot wire, so they put the two marks on their cheeks.
Yeah.
So that's another identity mark of the tribe.
Good. Thank you very, very much for explaining everything to me.
Well,
Kaikai.
Good. Thank you. And maybe I'll just say, when you go back to Australia, you can as well be our ambassador, because you've seen the real Maasai life. You've seen the practical way of their living.
Well, did he want to marry you or make you an ambassador?
No, I don't think he was at all interested.
Oh, well.
He's got good taste, hasn't he?
Oh, no. I think you did a great job. And just getting the interview is obviously half the battle.
No, it was great.
You're listening to The Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.